I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. This early spring perennial flower hails from Japan, but made its first appearance in the United States in the 1800s as a Valentine's Day gift. Its red, white, or pink-colored flowers hang down from 3 to 4 foot tall plants with cascading branches. The flower's shape is a dead giveaway to its common name, bleeding hearts. Dicentra spectabilis appears in early spring as soon as the ground thaws. We might see it popping up in March in some warmer areas with our mild winter. The grassy foliage quickly grows into a floppy plant loaded with heart-shaped flowers. The colorful flowers appear to have a trickle of blood dripping out the bottom, hence the common name. The traditional large-sized pink and white flowered bleeding heart is the most common, but there are some variations. Alba is a white-hearted version. Golden heart features golden leaves and red flowers. Fringed bleeding heart has deeply cut fern-like leaves on small 1 foot tall plants with delicate small flowers. Bleeding hearts are hardy, tough plants. They grow best in part shade and cool, moist, fertile soil. They can last for many years in the garden and can be divided in early spring when they first pop out of the ground. Bleeding heart flowers last for a few weeks depending how quickly it gets warm. Then the plant slowly yellows and dies by midsummer. I usually cut it back to the ground at this point. Plant bleeding hearts where other summer perennials, such as daylilies and bee balm, can overtake them come June and hide the dying foliage. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about heirloom lettuce. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.